Well, once you've done a radio program for well over 30 years, it's great to partner with organizations that not only have been serving populations and communities for as long, it's even more fun when you get involved with folks serving organizations that have been around longer. And that is the case with New Horizons Village. We are so pleased to welcome a couple of their representatives. Their CEO, Ashley Dunn, is with us, as well as their board treasurer, Dan Hinks. And we are going to be talking about this organization that provides a continuum of care that includes housing and support services for people with physical disabilities, as well as rehabilitation and inpatient nursing home care, including a little bit of New Horizons right here in Southern Connecticut. We'll talk about that and everything else after we touch on a very important subject here as we move into summer. That's right. We have officially entered the 100 deadliest days, and we want to remind parents and caregivers that immaturity and inexperience make for high-risk combinations behind the wheel. That's why teens are three times as likely to be involved in fatal crashes as drivers age 20 or older. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, or IHHS, reminds parents they can make a difference by setting a good example with safe driving habits, putting their teen in the safest vehicle possible, and establishing ground rules to limit risk. The IHHS also offers free online resources to help parents and caregivers make smart decisions about vehicle choice, setting rules for their teen, and more. And you need to just go to ihhs.org/teens to access those resources. So we hope you'll do that and try to keep our roads safer and our young people safer this summer and beyond. Ashley, Dan, thank you both for joining us here. Let's take a quick moment. Ashley, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your life's journey that led you to New Horizons.
Wow, that's a big question. Honestly, I've always worked in the nonprofit sector in my entire adult career, and I've always worked with populations and missions that speak to me and that provide purpose in my life. And I've worked with everybody that has been experiencing homelessness, housing instability, from domestic violence and sexual assault to mental and behavioral health, and to adults with disabilities and behavioral health challenges. So it was a really natural fit for me when I saw this position pop up, and it's close to home for me, and it's just a mission and a population that really resonates with me both professionally and personally. So when this position came open in the fall, I didn't hesitate, and it's been one of the greatest decisions of my life to be able to lead this organization for the past couple of months.
And it really sounds like you are tapping virtually every aspect of your prior work and bringing it all together under the umbrella of New Horizons, and much to the benefit of those folks that are in your care, as well as the ones that you work with. Dan, sounds like you're lucky to have Ashley.
Very, very fortunate. We're just absolutely delighted. Our prior leader, Carol Fitzgerald, did a great job, but Ashley coming in now, we're just super excited for the future. She's a terrific leader, amazing background, and she's just super passionate about New Horizons and where we're going in the future. It's going to be great.
Now, how about you? What brought you to New Horizons?
Well, I actually was introduced to New Horizons very early in life because my mom was a volunteer back when New Horizons was just getting going. And so she dragged me along, and I was kind of witness to the early days of New Horizons back in its infancy, back at the Britton Memorial Hospital initially. And so it goes way back. And then professionally, I've been a business owner and just always stayed in touch with New Horizons, been involved, and just super, super enthusiastic about its mission. And hopefully we'll be able to grow and continue to help more people.
Well, then they're lucky to have you, Dan. So this is a fantastic combination of somebody with deep legacy in the organization and another person bringing this spectacular variety of background experience that can virtually plug any element or many elements of it in to benefit the organization. Ashley, I'm going to ask you to just like kind of lean into the speaker there, because we were getting a little modulation when we were talking to you a few moments ago, and let folks know beyond that brief introduction that I gave you a little bit more about New Horizons.
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit organization here in Unionville. So we have a community, a housing community here that serves adults with physical disabilities who are all able to self-direct their own care. So we really offer a unique model where residents can live independently in their own accessible homes, but they have a supportive, really close-knit community around them, and services and assistance are available to them as needed. It really allows them to thrive in a community that they deserve to be able to live in and to be happy and healthy and thriving. And what really sets us apart is that we can provide long-term housing options. So it's not a short-term program. We have residents that have been here since New Horizons was built. Mm-hmm. We have age ranges all over the spectrum from 18 into senior ages. And residents really can build a meaningful, stable life here for as long as it continues to meet their needs. Mm-hmm. And it really gives people, I believe, the freedom of independence along with the security of a community. And that's something that's really pretty rare when it comes to the population that we work with here.
Yeah, as more and more organizations begin to discover how important the independence factor is, I can imagine that in the time that you've been with the organization, and Dan as well, that independence really is a contributor to their overall health and well-being, both physical and mental. There's something to be said for an individual in their own mind and body feeling like they're still the boss.
I agree completely, and I think everybody deserves that opportunity to live a thriving and independent life and have the supports as needed. But you're right, everybody really deserves that dignity of housing and safety and, you know, the community surrounding them and making sure that they are as safe and independent as possible. Mm. So we're really fortunate to be able to have a system like this here and really just kind of in folks' backyards, which yeah. doesn't exist really anywhere else.
Well, let's flash back 40 years when it all started. The founders were very forward-thinking in working to establish the model that New Horizons is thriving under today. Let's get a few moments about the start all these 40 years ago.
Yeah, well, the story itself actually goes back even further than New Horizons Village. So about 69 years ago, a group of individuals that were residing at New Britain Memorial Hospital really came together with a vision and started fundraising through what became what is now our annual Strawberry Festival. So they wanted a life that was better than the life that they were living in a hospital. They wanted to be able to, you know, have friends over, to be able to leave and go places and run their own errands and have their own independent life. And while the hospital setting was really working to help make their surroundings as great as possible, they really wanted the opportunity to live independently. So they started fundraising with the Strawberry Festival, and it wasn't just a one-time effort. It continued year after year. They kept building momentum and community support until they had enough resources to purchase the land where we live now, and they were able to eventually begin construction. So their really remarkable persistence is what got us to where we are today. And so while we're celebrating 40 years of New Horizons Village, it really represents almost seven decades of dedication and advocacy and belief in what's possible. So we're extremely grateful for the founders for having this vision that was well beyond their time and their long-term commitment to really make this difference today. And some of them that started the fundraising, they weren't able to see us actually break ground and be able to build the housing, but if it weren't for their vision and their advocacy and their persistence, we wouldn't be here today. Mm. So we're actually right now preparing for the 69th annual Strawberry Festival that's going to be on June 11th this year. So we're keeping their tradition alive year after year and bringing that awareness and that opportunity to celebrate our founders and our history. We're continuing to bring that alive every year. So we'll be doing that again this year, and it's going to be a great night to bring community together, to spend time with family and friends and enjoy some live music. There's some pony rides and kid-friendly activities and food trucks, and it's all free and open to the public, and it's an opportunity to really celebrate where we came from and where we're going.
Mm. Now, Dan, you mentioned your involvement at a younger age when your mom was working at New Horizons. When did you first realize that this place was kind of different, which obviously, endeared you to it?
Right away, when I first visited, it was one of the most unique experiences I had had. My first visit there, it was interesting because it was a hospital setting. It was like in a wing of a hospital where the disabled residents there, actually lived there 24/7 for years. And these are the same folks that came up with a vision and wanted to establish independence and live in an environment that allowed them to be free, but and also provided the safety. But that was unique. And also, I recall at a young age, my parents actually having barbecues where folks from Memorial Hospital would come over to the house, and we would enjoy the afternoon together. And, most of these folks are in wheelchairs, and it was plain to see they're very different from what you would normally see at a normal barbecue. But, it just normalized their condition along with everybody else, and so it just felt comfortable and became a passion for me as well.
I imagine, Ashley, that this kind of spirit of inclusion and equalizing versus marginalizing of the residents is a really important reason why you're not only celebrating looking forward from this 40-year benchmark, but why it's also important to celebrate the past legacy and leadership and innovation for New Horizons.
I agree. You can't move forward without the foundation that's been built. So we're, always looking towards the future and how we can continue to make sure that we are, maintaining and continuing to build upon inclusive communities to really allow our residents to thrive, and also understanding that there's not enough housing and support out there for individuals with limitations. And we really want to be able to continue to be good at what we're good at and grow where we're good at to be able to make sure that we can help meet that ongoing need. And we just wouldn't be here if it weren't for those initial founders that, they trailblazed the way. And I'm always a sucker for a trailblazer. I believe in people that, just kind of push back on broken systems and push back on a certain way of life just because it's always been that way. And I love it when you can see the history of a spark where somebody had an idea and wanted something better and did something about it. Mm. So I always like to honor the past and use that as momentum to push us even into the next 40 to 50 years.
So, Ashley, while you're the bulk of the operation is up there in Unionville, New Horizons also has expanded, including a small operation who are neighbors of ours down here in the greater New Haven area, right?
We have a small complex in Middlebury. So we have a few apartments down there that serve adults with disabilities, so it's accessible housing down there. And we have really great partners in the Middlebury area to be able to help to make sure that that housing stays exactly what it needs to be, and looking for ways that we can grow and expand to meet the needs of residents down that area.
So as you celebrate the past, there's always the need to look forward to the future. As you hit this benchmark 40th anniversary, what are some of your ideas toward making New Horizons even better and providing that New Horizons experience for even more people, whether it be residents, professionals within the realm of expertise who come to work with them, or volunteers like Dan who are looking for an innovative type of a nonprofit situation to lend their time and support?
Yeah, we have, you know, we're looking ahead at what the needs are. And I think as an organization, we have historically been good at evolving to meet the ongoing needs. So, which was one of the things that really attracted me to this organization in general, is that, you know, when there was a need or there was a need to shift, the organization did that and did it intentionally and strategically. And we're going to continue with that theme moving forward. And, you know, looking ahead, our goal is to really stay excellent at what we do best, and that's providing high quality, accessible housing and reliable transportation. So we have our Sunshine Wheels program, and that's a really great example of where we had an opportunity to be able to expand something that we were good at, and we built our Sunshine Wheels social enterprise program, which ensures that residents can get to medical appointments and run errands and stay connected to the community, all in knowing that they're going to be picked up and dropped off safely and on time. We had residents that really experienced inconsistent transportation and were often late, or pickups were delayed, and we just really felt that residents deserved better. So we expanded that program to be able to meet their needs and expanded that out into further beyond in the Farmington Valley and Naugatuck Valley area to be able to meet the needs of other individuals that are living in the community that also need accessible and reliable transportation. So we're looking to grow in that area, and we're looking to grow in the housing sector as well, because we know that affordable and accessible housing for adults with physical disabilities is really still limited in our area, and we want to be a part of the solution. So that really means exploring new ways that we can expand and partnering with local and state government and continuing to advocate for more inclusive housing opportunities. And we also just want to keep raising awareness and breaking down the stigma so more people understand what independent living can really look like for our individuals. So while we're really proud of the past 40 years, we're just as focused on the future, because we really believe that everybody deserves not just a place to live, but a community where they can truly thrive. And I know that that's where we can take the future and build upon that.
Great. Dan, it will give you the last word. Obviously, you know, getting the best boots on the ground and the frontliners to work as effectively as they do with the population that you actually serve. That and the advocacy toward inclusion and building a better network, more affordable access to housing, and reducing stigmatization and marginalization come with a cost, and that's where support is most important. How can folks help New Horizons move forward in their efforts?
New Horizons with arms. Anybody that would like to learn more and potentially volunteer or make a donation to the mission of New Horizons. Funds might be used to work a resident apartment or an accessible van or for landscaping or other aspects that are needed for to run the community. We thank them in advance for any interest and support, and all the information can be found on our website, newhorizonsinc.org.
Very good. Dan Hinks, treasurer and longtime board member, and with a family legacy that goes back almost this entire period of the 40 years that New Horizons has been in place. Ashley Duncan, their CEO, bringing a life's worth of expertise in multiple areas of human services to bear for the staff and the organization, and particularly those folks that live and make a community at New Horizons. Dan, we are losing you a little bit there in the last moment or two, but I did want to remind people that they can go to newhorizonsinc.org to learn more and to find out how to help. So Ashley and Dan, thank you both very much for your time this morning, and best of luck as we move through this 40th anniversary year.